Welcome to the Alex Ford Podcast, where we bring you the latest strategies to build a six or seven figure online business and quit your 9-to-5 job. You'll hear from the best online entrepreneurs, the top marketers, and the rising stars who are making it happen right now. Right now. Every week, you'll get actionable steps to turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. Here's your host, entrepreneur, world-class trainer, and marketing strategist, Alex Ford.
Hey, what's up? It's Alex Ford here, and welcome to the very first episode of the Alex Ford Podcast. I'm excited to have you here, especially because, you know, this episode has been a long time coming. You know, I've been in the online business industry since 2011, and I've been through every phase that you go through in an online business, right from the, you know, before getting started phase to just being a beginner in online business, right through to building a multiple six-figure business online. And I understand those phases that everyone can go through. And I've wanted to create this podcast to be able to help people in any of those phases to know exactly what they need to do to either, you know what sort of business to start online so that they can be successful, right to knowing how to actually, you know, create that success and make more money in their businesses and ultimately create that financial freedom and time freedom for themselves and their families. And I wanted to do the podcast to just be able to deliver tons of value to people from myself and everything I've learned over the last 11 to 12 years, roughly, to also being able to deliver value from other industry leaders so that we can all learn together and we can help more people to set themselves free. But in this episode, it's actually episode 00, so it's not the official first episode, although the first episode or the official one is up now as well. So once you've listened to this one, you can go and get started with that. This one's just going to be a quick one just to help you understand, you know, what is the Alex Ford Podcast? What is it about? And most importantly, how it can help you. So let's dive in. So firstly, you know, a big question that people might have is, well, you know, what's in it for me? Why should I listen to the Alex Ford Podcast? Is it, you know, a show about Alex? Is it just going to be about him? Because of course my name's in it. But no, it's not about me. You know, for me, it just made sense to call it the Alex Ford Podcast because I'm going to be the one doing it. I'm going to be interviewing people. And, you know, it was just a simple decision for me to make. But really what this podcast is about is going to be about bringing the latest strategies for you so that you can build a six-figure online business or even a seven-figure online business and quit your 9-to-5 job. Now, I also say, you know, six and seven figures because I'm going to be doing trainings here. I built a multiple six-figure business. I'm going to be interviewing people that have built seven and multiple seven-figure businesses. So you're going to get tons of value. Right, so I'm actually going to be bringing the best online entrepreneurs, the top marketers, and the rising stars, all people who are actually making it happen right now with their online businesses. And, you know, it was important for me not just to bring on people to talk about theory and, you know, bigger picture stuff. I actually want to be able to help people to have actionable steps that they can take every week from every interview, from every episode that you can take in your business to be able to actually, you know, turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. Because end of the day, starting an online business isn't just about creating this, you know, system where you can push a button and make a million. You know, that type of thing doesn't exist. But when you look at online business in terms of, okay, you know, I'm going to start this new thing. I'm going to develop new skill sets, right? Skill sets that will last you a lifetime, skill sets that no one can take away from you, actual skill sets that are going to help you to know exactly how to make money whenever you need to make money, right? That becomes a long-term thing and it becomes a career where you can always make money for the rest of your life. And that is the purpose of this podcast, to help you be able to create that profitable and rewarding full-time career so that you can make money, you know, for the rest of your life and never have to worry about money again, right? So how does that sound, right? Is that a good hook? That has that got you, you know, hooked into what this podcast is going to be about? Because trust me, there is tons coming and, you know, the upcoming episodes, there's so much value in it. And I'm excited for you to be a part of those. Now, in terms of the vision and direction for this podcast, here's what's really in my heart. Now, I really want to be able to help digital marketers, affiliate marketers, and online entrepreneurs to be able to start and grow a six and even seven figure online business. That's my goal. I'm not here to, you know, make money. Of course, you know, that's a big part of my business. And if you ever purchase something from myself or even from, you know, one of the interviews, that's totally awesome. You know, there's lots of great education out there and tools and things that you could purchase that will help you to grow your business. But the purpose of this podcast, or at least my vision, is to help families set themselves free. Because for me, the greatest gift I've received is being able to stay home with my kids. You know, thankfully, I started doing this before my children were born, before I had kids. And then when my kids were born, actually my first child, she was born roughly 2 years after I got into the online business. And then 3 years into, you know, me being in the industry, I quit my full-time job. So she was roughly 1 year old, maybe less than 1 year old, actually. But what's happened since is, you know, my daughter and my son, who was born after, they've never known me to work away from home. And seriously, that is the best gift you can receive as a parent. The ability to be present with your children, to work at home around them, you know, to have your kids come home to you, not you come home to your kids. Because, you know, for the usual person, right, parents are going to leave home 7 a.m., you know, often before the kids go to school. If you're a dad, maybe sometimes if you're a mom, and then they're going to come home after the kids come home from school, say 5 p.m., 6 p.m., maybe 7 p.m. sometimes, right? And there's not much time spent with your kids. But when you get to work from home, right, you get to drop off your kids at school, or maybe your wife or your spouse is going to take them to school, and then they're going to come home to you at, what, 3 p.m. around that time. And for me, it's like when the kids come in, you know, they come running to the office if I'm working to give me a huge hug. Literally, that is the best gift that you could, you know, receive. And that's what I want to help other people to do as well, right? And even if your kids aren't small yet, you know, there's still always time to be able to do something from home so that you can have that, more of that time with your kids. And even greater is the gift of giving your kids their parents back. Because a lot of kids, right, they want their parents at home. They want more present time with their parents. And unfortunately, because, you know, a lot of parents are working really hard, maybe 8, 9, 10 hours or more, then what happens is, I don't know if you've experienced this personally. Actually, I have experienced it because I did have a traditional business at one point for about 12 months. That was pretty tough, and I did experience this. But it's that feeling of working really hard every day, and then when you come home, you're totally exhausted and you're not even able to really give that present time to your children to hear them out, to hear how their day went, to help them, you know, even sort through any issues that they had at school in their life. So the ability to give kids their parents back, or really that's kind of a vision for me, right? To be able to allow more kids to have their parents. Because what I've noticed in my children is the fact that we're present with them, they are just happier. They are more free, more spiritually free. You know, any issues or anything that's going on in their lives, we can help them overcome that because we're there and we're able to be present and listen, and we don't have, you know, financial issues or work issues or issues with a boss, right? All these problems that take up mental space and emotional space. Was like, you know, just emotions going on all the time. But to not have all that and be there for your kids, trust me, it is amazing. And that is kind of the vision and the direction I want to head in this, so that parents can have their kids back and so kids can have their parents back. Now, in terms of feedback, this is really important because as, you know, the episodes come, there's going to be questions that are going to come up. There's going to be feedback that you're going to have as well. And I highly encourage to, you know, send any feedback through, whether it's a person that you want interviewed, like a leader that you want interviewed on the podcast, or any questions or recommendations that you have on how we can improve and make the podcast better. Send them through, because I don't know what the listeners are thinking. So if I can get feedback from you, that's just going to help me to know what to do to deliver even more value for you, so that ultimately, you know, you can build a six-figure online business and quit your 9-to-5 job. So any feedback or questions, you can send them to any of my social media channels. Otherwise, you can also email me at alex@alexfordpodcast.com. Now, let's talk about the frequency and format of this podcast. So initially, I'm launching with 3 episodes. Yes, I'm going all out because I want to deliver as much value for you upfront and also hook you so that you can come back every week to listen to the interviews, the podcasts, the trainings, so that you can progress in your business and create, you know, the financial success that you want. And then I plan to release an episode once every week. Sometimes there might be one episode every other week, especially in its early phases as the podcast, you know, starts to grow. But then as I book more guests, it will be consistently once per week. Okay, so now that you know what the podcast is about, let me share a little bit about me, just in case you're wondering, well, who the heck is Alex Ford and, you know, why you should listen to me in the first place. So I got started in the online business industry in 2011. But before that, I was like most people. I was a frustrated and underpaid office worker. I was actually an assistant manager in a manufacturing company. It was a very unfulfilling job. It was just not something that I was passionate about. I really only did it to be able to make money, and that was it. At the time, I was in $50,000 debt as well, just because I spent money on ridiculous things. Yeah, I bought a new car that was all on a loan. I had multiple credit cards, personal loans, again, just for, you know, buying silly things that, you know, didn't really serve me. Every day was literally Groundhog Day for me. You know, the same routine, day in, day out. I literally felt stuck in my life. Like, you know, like I just didn't feel there was any way out from, you know, that situation I was in. I mean, literally every day I was stuck in traffic, 2 hours a day, actually 1 hour to work, 1 hour back. That in alone just created so much frustration. And as a result of all that, you know, just not living a fulfilling life, that manifested in self-destructive behaviors, which what that meant was, you know, going out with my friends on the weekends and partying, doing some things that, you know, I don't really like to talk about anymore. But as you can imagine, you know, it was very destructive. You know, I almost lost my life a few times, you know, in what I was doing in the partying and all that. And literally every weekend, all my money that I made was gone. And I had to take more money out of credit cards to pay for bills and to be able to sustain, you know, these self-destructive behaviors. And again, it was all because I was not happy in life. I was unfulfilled. I felt stuck. And that was my own outlet. And maybe some of you can relate, right? Maybe when we're young, that tends to be something a lot of people go through because they're trying to find themselves in life. And, you know, society tries to put everyone into a box. And, you know, you have to go to a university or go a certain way and people will go there. And, you know, maybe go and study something they don't even want to do, right? Which, by the way, I'm not bagging university here. I think university is great for the people that want to do something that is required to go to university, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. But I think for most people, they tend to end up studying and doing something that they're not even passionate about, right? And for me, I was kind of in that situation with my job and my life. And at the peak of that, you know, when I really had enough of the lifestyle that I was living, you know, I kind of told myself, you know, I got to find something. I got to do something to turn my life around. And I remember, you know, I even prayed. I'm like, please God, show me a way out. Show me a way out of, you know, this situation because I cannot handle it anymore. I mean, I cannot see myself doing this, you know, day in, day out until I'm the age of 70. And around then is when I attracted the online business industry. Now, at the time, it was a network marketing company, which I'm not going to go into what network marketing is here. I might cover it in another episode, you know, when I cover different types of business models. But network marketing, in essence, you know, some companies do the selling to friends and family. This one was more online based. It was a company that I spent $30,000 into to be able to get started with them, which I would not recommend, you know, spending that much money to start an online business these days. You just don't have to do that. But you know what? It was still what introduced me to the industry of online business. So I'm so appreciative for that. It's not something I would recommend these days, but it got me started on the path, right? Which is great. And for me, you know, I procrastinated a little bit in the beginning, but I ended up making my first sale 6 months in, which was a $900 sale. And when that happened, man, that blew my mind. Just the ability, wow, I can actually make money online. I was just sold into the concept. And once you're sold into it, you just know that that's what you want to do and you don't have to do anything else again, right? Like a 9 to 5. So within 2 years, I ended up having $10,000, $20,000 months because of the person I became in, with my online business. I developed confidence. I developed, better ability to communicate. I ended up, because of all that, I ended up attracting my wife. We started a family. We were able to travel the world. And then 3 years in, like I mentioned earlier, I got to fire my boss and I've never worked a 9 to 5 ever again, which was just amazing. And, being in that network marketing company that I was in, network marketing has a lot of restrictions and just some funniness, we could call it. And, I got to the point where I wasn't enjoying it anymore because of, the way that taught me to market. It was just being very spammy, posting work from home ads in Facebook groups, Craigslist, putting out bandit signs. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen those on the streets, like basically say work from home, make full-time income, part-time hours, and might have a phone number or something. I did that as well. And, that wasn't fun. I had to spend tons of hours on the phone speaking to mostly uninterested people, experiencing rejection after rejection, having people abuse me on the phone as well. It just wasn't fun. And then in the end, I ended up running into a lot of challenges with the company because I started learning digital marketing myself through education, through buying some courses outside that company from actual leaders in the industry, that teach digital marketing, and realizing, wow, like, digital marketing is actually amazing. Like, I was actually learning real skills, learning, how online marketing works, why it works the way it does, and having a lot more control around it and starting to have more success because I actually knew what I was doing now. But because I started doing things differently, that company didn't like it and there was a lot of friction there. And in the end, I knew I had to move on to bigger and greater things, but things where people really had that freedom to actually have their own online business and make their own decisions in the way that they want instead of feeling like they're just a sales rep in a company. So that's when I actually started, diving and really getting into digital marketing. And I went, I started digital marketing full-time in 2018. And that was life transforming for me because when I actually got into this industry, digital marketing, affiliate marketing, which is just promoting other companies' products online in exchange for commissions. Well, I was blown away because as I mentioned, I was starting and I had, I've developed real skills that no one can take away from me. There was just no restrictions. And with the right companies in terms of education or, you can get great coaching, you can get great support, you can hire whoever you want to be able to coach you and help you, take your business to the next level. And as a result of that, today I'm a multiple six-figure earner in lots of different areas. So affiliate marketing, I've got my own courses. I've done coaching at times as well. And I'm a multiple award-winning digital marketer. But of course, this isn't all about me. This is kind of just sharing a little bit of my experience journey, just so that you can know, that I've actually got the skill sets to help you be able to transform your life and create the same freedom. And in fact, in terms of skill set, this is what I love about what I've, everything I've learned now with digital marketing. And that is that I've built a solid lifelong skill set, meaning I'm never going to have to worry about money ever again because I know exactly how to make money. And if something happened tomorrow, whether, one of the products that I promote decided to close down their business, or maybe I wanted to change products to something else or whatever happened, I know my income is not going to be affected. It's not going to stop because when you have skills, you're always able to do that over and over again, right? Which if you think about it, if you have a job, if you have a skill set, if you've been to university or college, right? You have a skill set. And no matter what happens, if you lose your job, if the company closes down, right? You can go to another job and continue earning money in a job because you've got that skill set, you've got that education, which is when you learn digital marketing and develop the skills, which you are going to learn in this podcast as well, you'll get to the point where you will never have to worry about money again and you'll always be able to provide for yourself and your family, which ultimately that's what it's about, right? being able to have an amazing life and give an amazing life to your family as well. And lastly, I just wanted to quickly cover why I decided to start this podcast. And, you know, this is a twofold answer. Number one, you know, I'm at the point now where I really want to help other people to be able to set themselves financially free and set their families financially free as well. And that, when that happens, it really makes me happy. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, I had someone called Sam who joined one of the companies that I recommend to start his own online business. And 2 months in, he had made, I think it was about $8,500. And he said to me that he had almost doubled the most amount of money he's ever made in any job he's ever had. And when I heard that, that was just like, wow, it was so fulfilling for me to be able to hear other people set themselves free, because, you know, Sam is now on a path to just creating amazing financial success and an even better and free life. And I love hearing that. So that's one of the reasons I started this podcast, to be able to help more people to create that success. And hopefully one day when I hear of your story, if you can send me an email, get in contact with me on one of my social media channels, hopefully I would love to have you as well on this podcast to share your story and the results that you've created. And because of this, right, because I want to help people set themselves free and, you know, it's just something that makes me happy, starting a podcast just made logical sense as the next step in my business and just, you know, what I do to be able to help others. And I get to do it not just by myself, but also by bringing the value from other six and seven figure marketers, again, so that we can together transform people's lives. And there's a little selfish part to it as well. And this is a little insight into working from home as well. Because, you know, sometimes working from home can get a little bit lonely, especially being as an entrepreneur. I actually remember a saying I learned many, many moons ago. And that saying was that entrepreneurship is the loneliest job in the world. And why is that? Well, when you're working from home, you're not around your colleagues anymore, right? You're at home, right? Sometimes you're home by yourself. If your spouse out, if your kids are at school, and it can get a little bit lonely. And that's kind of like, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, right? So working in a 9-to-5, what's the pro of that? Well, it generates you a certain level of income, but you have some sort of community that you can be around. Granted, most of those communities are not the most healthiest communities, right? But it's still a community. But when you're working from home, you know, a lot of that community is gone away that you had a job. So for me, I wanted to be able to create this podcast so that there was an environment where I can meet and interview other, you know, marketers that are having success, but also that so that we can help other people together. And then that way, myself, you know, other marketers, you know, any of you that are watching or listening, we can be a lot more connected and have a community here where, you know, we are part of something greater. And trust me, over the, you know, last few years, there's various podcasts I've listened to, and I still do, because when I plug into those, I feel like I'm part of a community. And that's a big purpose of this podcast as well, so that you can have a community where you can come and learn from other marketers so that we can do this together. All right, I'm excited about this and I hope you are too. What you want to do now is move on to the first official episode, where you're going to learn the easy three-step formula to build a profitable digital marketing business, which, trust me, it's a powerful episode. A lot of people overcomplicate their online businesses, and that holds them back from creating the success that they want. But when they understand, you know, these easy, like these simple three steps, everything just gets clarified for them, and it just makes things simple, and they know exactly what they need to focus on to build their business without overwhelm and keeping things easy. So definitely go check that out, and also subscribe to the podcast so that you can get notified as soon as a new episode comes out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Alex Ford Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to visit alexfordpodcast.com for more free resources on how to build a six or seven figure online business and turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. And if you love this podcast, remember to subscribe and follow Alex on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.